at least I try to work hard for my money for each and every one of you every day here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in the 3 o'clock block, folks. So that means it is Maggie and the Millionaires talking money. Today, I've got special guest Bob Lohr, Senior VP for Tax Policy at the Patriotic Millionaires, and our friend Scott Ellis, one of the founding board members of the Excessive Wealth Disorder Institute and a Patriotic Millionaire himself. We've been talking about corruption at the Supreme Court and how through a series of cases, especially one in this past term, Moore v. United States, the court has been not so subtly, if you're into the weeds of legal jargon and Supreme Court cases, not so subtly shifting things to benefit billionaires and ultra millionaires. We've been talking about the details behind the case Moore v. United States, which seemed to be simply about repatriation relating to folks that owned stock or were shareholders of more than 10% of foreign-based corporations. But Bob, you were explaining before the break, that's not really what the case was about. Tell us more.
Sure, it wasn't about that at all. What it really was about are the arguments that were made to say that this mandatory repatriation tax was unconstitutional. And there were basically two of them. One is that because the earnings were not actually being distributed, the taxation of the earnings was the equivalent of taxing the wealth of these shareholders. And therefore, if it's a wealth tax, it is something called a direct tax, which under the Constitution is very hard to make constitutional. So the upshot of that argument is wealth taxes are unconstitutional. The second argument is that because the earnings hadn't been distributed, the income had not been realized by these shareholders. And the 16th Amendment, which provides for the income tax, only applies to realized income, not unrealized income. So those were, and what the intent was to win on either or both of these arguments and create a situation where current tax proposals, such as Elizabeth Warren's ultra-millionaires tax, which is a tax on wealth, or President Biden's billionaire minimum income tax, which is effectively, which arguably is a tax on unrealized gains, render those unconstitutional preemptively. That was the intention. What actually happened was the majority of the justices found a way to say that the mandatory repatriation tax was constitutional without officially reaching any of those arguments. But the opinions make clear that four of the nine justices are ready to go for the billionaires and rule both wealth taxes and taxes on unrealized gains are unconstitutional. And Brett Kavanaugh, in his opinion, suggested very, very strongly that he would rule wealth taxes are unconstitutional. And there's a pretty decent chance would also find a way to say that taxes on unrealized gains are unconstitutional. And by the way, by unrealized gains, we're talking about someone who bought Amazon for $1 a share and it's now worth $500 a share, and they're not paying tax simply because they haven't sold the Amazon stock yet.
But it, of course, allows them to borrow against that at infinitesimal interest rates. There's all sorts of gamesmanship. We've talked about so very much of that on the show. Would I be incorrect in hazarding a guess that in addition to Brett Kavanaugh, we absolutely have Justices Thomas and Alito also siding on the side of, oh, it's unconstitutional to tax wealth or unrealized income?
Well, the four that I'd say are kind of in the bag for the billionaires are Thomas, Gorsuch, Alito, and Coney Barrett.
Very interesting. I would have generally thought of Kavanaugh in the bag as well, simply because of his, again, I'll call it grooming over many decades. He is one of those good old boys from the Federalist Society. Scott, when we look at this, and you and I have talked about potential policy options, when we look at these people that have wealth that basically has exceeded their ability to ever spend it, has exceeded the needs of even generations of their family. Again, wealth, we're talking extreme and extraordinary multitudes of millions, if not billions of dollars. When you hear these arguments about the constitutionality and we're looking at the makeup of the court, how important is this next presidential election and simply the idea of economic fairness to those that work for paychecks and wages here in the United States?
I mean, it's critically important. I mean, this is the mechanism through which individuals are appointed to the Supreme Court, which then becomes a vehicle for implementing policies like this to enable the excessively wealthy to gather wealth, to protect it, and to increase that wealth and then use it. And so this is what it's about. And at some level, you'd say, we are in a democracy. The most important thing that we as citizens have is the vote, and we need to use it. And at some point, I'd say, listening to Bob, make no mistake, there is a reason these people are doing what they're doing. They know that the solution to this problem is tax policy. They do not want to let us use it. And I think we all need to realize what's happening. We can try and play whack-a-mole and try and address corporate compensation committees, and then we'll try and deal with the climate change thing over here and address wealth over there. Ultimately, government is good at certain things. One of the things governments can do is collect taxes. This is a very straightforward way of thinking about the world, and it's critically important. Citizens need to be aware of the problem, understand how important it is, and see that the role that we all have is to vote to try and make the change we need.
We can look back to Citizens United, where money was declared to be equivalent to speech. And what I say to everyone listening out there, based on what Bob Lord has shared with us, the Senior Vice President for Tax Policy at Patriotic Millionaires, what Scott Ellis has shared with us, one of the founding board members of the Excessive Wealth Disorder Institute, a rich guy himself and a patriotic millionaire, is this. If billionaires get to scream at policymakers because money is speech, the only solution that you and I have, the regular people, working people, is that we need to gather our voices together, $1 and one vote at a time, if you will, and send an unequivocally clear message that we want a fair tax system. We want the richest corporations and the richest Americans to pay their fair share. We have had enough. Gentlemen, thank you so much. I can't wait to continue the discussion soon. Folks, you're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back with more in just a moment.